On this Student Spotlight, will climate change affect aviation's future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ethan Koffel, fifth-year PhD in Earth and Environmental Sciences at Columbia University, determines whether a warmer planet means fewer chances to fly.
Aircraft takeoff performance depends primarily on an airplane's weight and the density of the air. When air is less dense, an airplane wing generates less lift and so has to move faster in order to take off. Hot air is less dense than cold air, and so on warm days, aircraft generally require higher takeoff speeds. But because it takes more runway to reach a higher speed, for each aircraft type and airport, there is a temperature threshold above which an airplane cannot take off at its maximum weight. If temperatures exceed this threshold, some aircraft may need to reduce their weights in order to depart. They can do this by removing passengers or cargo, and this is referred to as a weight restriction. Our research has shown that as climate change makes air temperatures hotter and heat waves much more frequent and intense, the number of days requiring weight restrictions is likely to increase around the world. The effects will vary between airports and aircraft types. In general, long-haul flights taking off from hot or high-elevation airports will be most affected. Some airports, like New York's LaGuardia and Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National, will be disproportionately impacted due to their relatively short runways. Overall, our results suggest that by mid to late century, between 10 and 30% of flights may require some weight restriction, and this will reduce fleet-wide payload capacities by up to 4%. With hundreds of aircraft and hundreds of thousands of flights per year, even small percentage changes in capacity can have big costs for airlines. Our society and infrastructure depend on the climate in varied and often not obvious ways, and climate change will require rethinking and re-engineering equipment and procedures. Making these changes may be costly, but the earlier climate change is incorporated into planning efforts, the more effectively we'll be able to adapt to a changing environment.
That was Ethan Koffel of Columbia University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.